We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And my guess is if you're out in the evening, actually in the afternoon, you see somebody who's out driving post happy hour. And, you know, it's a danger. It really is. I mean, how many accidents take place that involves somebody who's been drinking? It's a pretty high number. And as you know, like on 4th of July or upcoming Labor Day, state police are out there looking for impaired drivers. But now it will soon, maybe even now, will go beyond alcohol. It's going to be marijuana. Oh, yeah. And so the state has gotten to work on this. Kevin Gerasi, who's actually a South Windsor police officer, and he's what we call a drug recognition expert, I believe is what we call him. It's a DRE. Did I get that right, Kevin?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, you know, it's true. Let's talk about this. You know, I guess there's stories because there are places where dope is legal now. What have you been hearing? I mean, what are some signs that somebody's driving that they're a little bit zonked, if you know what I mean?
Yes, so officers are typically going to be looking for individuals who have an altered perception of time and distance, some alterations with their thought process. They may exhibit body tremors during the standardized field sobriety test, disoriented, drowsiness, impaired memory. So they're given small tasks to perform, and they're not able to remember the instructions that they were given.
Yes.
Some cases, they're completely sedated and practically asleep in the car.
Well, we were playing on the air here, and you know, one of the hard things is even if it's a DUI, what would be the charge here if you were driving with marijuana? Would it be a DUI as well?
So we've been doing drug driving arrests for quite some time. DREs have actually been in Connecticut for over 10 years.
Okay.
So as you can imagine, people have been smoking marijuana and utilizing other substances for a very long time.
Yeah,
so we've actually been out there doing this for a while. And it's the same charge. It's driving while under the influence of alcohol and or drugs.
Okay.
That's how the statute reads.
But let's say you're behind the guy, okay, or the gal, whatever. And, you know, what determines whether or not you're going to light him up and pull him over?
So when officers are trained, they're looking for specific violations. They may be driving excessively fast or even excessively slow. They may have issues maintaining lane, which now that everybody has cell phones in their cars, it used to be if somebody swerved, you'd think, oh, no, maybe they've been drinking. Well, a lot of times it's people texting. But they're looking for, you know, the failure to maintain lane. They're looking for some judgment issues where they may actually stop at a green light,
Ooh.
Go through a red light. They may be sitting at a green light for a while. They may stop past it into the middle of the intersection.
Oh, God.
Those type of things.
That's a pretty clear sign, I would think, Kevin. I think that's the way that works. You know, okay, so after you've determined, you do the field sobriety test, but, you know, the way it works with alcohol is, you know, you usually get a breathalyzer and you blow into the tube and, you know, we figure out, and when the tone stops, you can stop breathing. Oh, my, a 0.96, you know. Well, wait a minute, you'd be dead then. But anyway, but what do you do with these guys then? How do you determine what they've got floating around in their bloodstream?
So we don't currently have a instant testing process for that. There are, you know, some states that have oral fluid tests. There's even a THC breathalyzer. Is utilized in other areas. We don't have that here, so we would use urine, have a urine analysis done.
Okay.
And then they would call in me, a DRE, to come in and perform a 12-step evaluation process to determine whether or not that individual is under the influence of 7 drug categories is what we're trained to look for.
What are some things that you would, try to observe?
So we do a whole bunch of different things. We're actually looking at vital signs, so we'll look at their blood pressure and their pulse, body temperature. We also measure their pupil size in different lighting conditions.
Yeah.
They're also going to perform the same standardized field sobriety test with a couple other tests included for psychophysical testing. And just our overall interaction with them is that all gets played into an account when we do our 12 steps. And then at the end of it, the DRE will render an opinion on what specific drug category, if they're even impaired.
Yeah. Well, let me go with, you know, your role as DRE. What other drugs are you finding in common use out there? Fentanyl, I would guess?
So, yeah, if we look at the, you know, last year being a difficult year for everyone with COVID, when we look at some of the statistics that the DREs have performed evaluations, in 2020, we did about 108 evaluations. Of those evaluations, DREs called 51 narcotic analgesics, 37 were cannabis, and 32 were central nervous system depressants, and those are the specific drug categories that the DREs called during their evaluation.
An example of those would be what?
So we don't typically indicate somebody who's under the influence of a specific drug, but it's a drug category. And then within those drug categories, like narcotics, would be heroin, fentanyl, cannabis would obviously be marijuana, and then CNS depressants or central nervous system depressants would be your Xanax and folks taking the sleeping medications, things like that.
How long have you been on the job, Kevin?
13 years.
Okay. Has it changed since you started?
I'm very fortunate to work in an amazing community that really supports South the police Windsor, department. Yeah, there have certainly been some changes in how we do the job, but for me personally, I still love it. I still go out there every day and enjoy what I do.
Well, I'm glad you do, and we're glad you do too. Kevin Gerassi, thank you much for being on.
You're very welcome.
All right, good talking to you. All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.